Hi, this is Ian Reed, and I'm just going to quickly show how to use Locale Emulator with Ground War 1. So I'm already in the Ground War 1 folder, and I renamed the executable to just play.exe so that it will work with Tyler Spivey's Japanese Game Fix add-on. I've also installed Locale Emulator, and I just followed the instructions on their website for installing it, and then I ran the executable to configure it, which automatically set it up for Japanese, since I had that keyboard installed. So then what you do is you right-click on play.exe, and it brings up the context menu, and there's a Locale Emulator sub-menu in here. I'm just going to hit L to jump straight to it, because I have a lot of items in here. And then within that sub-menu, one of the options is run in Japanese. So I'm going to hit that. And then after I've done that and the game starts to load, I'll hit Alt plus Shift to switch to the Japanese keyboard. And now we're going through some dialogue that I'll just keep hitting Enter on. Now we're in a menu. You can see those are reading. I should mention that both the auto translate last spoken and auto translate clipboard features are enabled. They should always be enabled for pretty much all the text games. So I'm going to choose continue. Now we're in another menu. We could look at equipment. This first menu that it puts me in when I click on that is a list of characters. And then when I choose one of them, I get to see his equipment. And I'll escape out of there. And I'll choose something to look at or talk to. And there is one other oddity about Ground War 1. In alternative magic, it seemed like whenever it would put you in this edit box, it would always put the dialogue at least one line down, which allowed the automatic clipboard reading to be the first thing that speaks, because you're not on a text with Japanese. You're not on a line with Japanese text. But in Ground War 1, it puts the Japanese on the first line. So if you're not using Locale Emulator, it's going to read a bunch of strange characters before it reads the English text. And if you are using it, then occasionally you'll hear numbers, or if there's any English text within the Japanese text, that will get read, and then the translated version will be read afterwards because the clipboard gets announced afterwards. So that's about it. I just wanted to show that this works. And how it works, and the little issue with the Japanese text being on the first line, but generally it's not really a big deal. Hope that helps.